Brian.
Rana.
I mean, the moment has finally come.
I can't believe I'm in this list. I can't believe you included me in this list.
Well, there is a parenthesis. You're a parenthetical, but you're
but
there.
But I'm on the list.
But you're there.
But I'm on the list.
Finally.
Yeah.
People have been clamoring for merchandise.
Yep.
We have, what have we done? We've released a limited edition.
Yep.
Ask Rana and Brian Icons t-shirt.
That's right.
Available in 3 colorways.
Correct.
Black with white writing.
Love it.
White with black writing.
I'm buying that one.
White with gold writing.
I'm buying that one
That's
too.
That's your dress version. That's if you're going out on the town.
But that's if I wear it as a dress.
So I have to say that the white with black would look very cute under like a YSL blazer. Like a pinstripe Yves Saint Laurent blazer.
Okay.
With a leather pant and a boot.
I'll take your word for it. So I don't have any of those things.
In any event, podswag.com/AskRana. You can go and buy your first
limited edition.
And if there's other things you want to say from us, merchandise you'd love to see, we'd love to hear from you.
We certainly would.
AskRana@gmail.com.
And tomorrow, we're going to do an Instagram Live. The last one was such a hit.
Again?
I'd like to, Rana.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Agree.
We're doing an Instagram. I appreciate you saying yes. We're doing an Instagram Live at 12:30 p.m. Pacific, 3:30 p.m. Boston, or East Coast.
Yeah. And where can they get us on which feeds?
They'll get us on the Ask Rana feed and on the at Brian Safi feed.
That's Wednesday, April 8th.
And Rana, based on the tech work you've done today, I really think you should start this one.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's start
the show.
Brian.
Rana.
I mean.
Are we here?
With Zoom Zoom, which we're attempting a Zoom Zoom Zoom.
We're doing a Zoom Zoom. We did a lot of, each of us have become in this new world techies. I'll say it.
Isn't that true? You've got to do everything for yourself.
Though. You have to.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'll tell you
unless you have, of course, a cleaning lady that can do your nails.
Does Jadvina, is she good with the technical stuff?
You know what? I haven't asked her to do that because I'm worried about her hacking into my personal stuff.
There's been
a lot of hacking that came out of Ukraine with the election and, et cetera.
You think she's a Ukrainian hacker?
I don't think she is, but I wouldn't be surprised if her brother is.
Got it.
Understand?
Where does he live again? Is he over there or is he here?
It's very hazy.
Yeah.
And her husband works for Tesla, which I told you they call him an engineer. He's a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, because she drives the Tesla.
They call it an engineer. He's a mechanic.
Sure.
But those cars are very computerized.
I see.
And so what
just
I don't
like they call
want
the people at Subway artists.
Sandwich artists?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, isn't that, that's what they call them, sandwich artists. But
some of them are better artists than others.
Gabs couldn't agree more.
Yeah. In any event, I'm worried because those computers are those cars are like just computers that drive.
Yeah,
and
so if he
now it's the husband's technical, she's technical. Anyway, it's none of her business getting into my financials.
Yeah, I did slip her a note the other day.
I have her on a separate Wi-Fi at the house.
Would you be upset?
Yeah.
If I asked her for a facial?
No.
Okay, great.
But I don't. From a social distancing perspective, I'm not sure it's the best move.
She already gave me one.
Oh well, okay.
Yeah.
So. What else are you doing and then asking forgiveness for later?
She did my nails.
She did do your nails.
She did.
So she's,
After I saw yours.
Am upset actually.
Why?
Because it means she's touching you and touching me.
I take a shower.
But we're not touching each other, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
But but our hearts are touching.
Yes, but my point
is. And our minds
is,
are touching.
That's not social distancing.
Right.
Yadvina, you're supposed to keep the circle as small as possible.
Well, this is only you and me and Yadvina.
But now you're in it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else you...
Well, what's a...
I don't know what else you're fudging about. It has been 2 weeks since you've been in Tinder quarantine or Grindr quarantine.
Well, the Lobsterman and I are... Yeah. We're doing like a total like...
Romeo and Juliet.
Rana, exactly.
He's your Cyrano coming to your window.
Completely. I was going to say when Bruce Banner turns into the Hulk and he's in that glass room at the hospital in the first Avengers and no one can go touch him.
Yeah.
Or in Annihilation when Natalie Portman thinks she might be an alien. There's some weird thing there.
Yeah. Whenever they put them in a chamber.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yes, it's
Hannibal Lecter, you can't touch him either.
Yeah, but I wouldn't describe our relationship that way.
Yours and mine?
No, me and the lobster.
Oh,
man.
Yours and the lobster.
Actually, I would describe yours and mine.
It's very.
You have a force
charged,
field around.
Very
you.
Charged.
It is. It is. You're constantly making me solve your riddles.
You know, the people are getting a little bit. If we put this video out, which yeah. I'm not sure we will,
okay.
they'll be getting a glimpse into the carriage house that they haven't gotten before.
Well, they're finally going to see the kitchen that Jadwina cooks in and that I step on with my feet.
Well, she heats things up for you here. She really cooks in the main kitchen, yeah. but this is your kitchen.
The other
it's like
day,
a college
it
communal
was so
kitchen.
Fun. I started the facial off by she was boiling a pot of water
to and steam you. Yeah.
yeah,
she didn't bring a steamer.
No.
Huh.
And then she left the dish here. By the way, she was like, "I can't take it into her house."
Oh, well, okay. I'm happy to hear that. Now yeah. I'm back on board.
Okay, good.
For this.
Great.
Yeah.
Rana, I have to be honest with you. Yeah. We got some terrific follow-ups.
We've
got to
get started.
Follows up.
Oh, I love follow-ups.
Follow-ups.
Follows okay. up. Follow-ups, yeah. I think. Yeah. I love follow-ups.
Would you like me to read them or read you?
Of course you read them, of course.
Okay.
Unless you want me to read them.
I want you to read the first one.
Okay. I'd be happy to.
Sure.
Hello from quarantined NYC. What a treat to be featured in this week's episode. By way of an update, before I had to actually this is C's Lollipops.
This is C's Lollipops.
Oh, I can't believe we heard from him this quickly.
I know.
Before I had to actually say/do anything about this, my wife got rid of the lollipops during a pantry cleanup. Not sure why, but I didn't ask any questions. Regardless, it was good advice, and if this lockdown brings out any new noises, I'll surely take it. Thanks for your great work on the show. Stay healthy /stay strong. Stay home.
Do you think she knew that she was a nuisance with the noise, with the firecrackers going off in her mouth?
I think she was worried about the quarantine 15.
What does that mean? Oh, like the freshman 15.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got it.
I think she was looking at what they could get. I think she was looking at him, thinking he'd put on a pound or two. Because they're in some kind of
really?
Well, they're in some kind of a health thing together.
Yeah.
Okay? This is where I start doing my Poirot again. Doing my context clues.
Correct.
Because in his initial letter, he said, for a treat after dinner, this is what we like to do.
Sexy.
Yeah. So they were agreeing with each other what dessert would be, how many calories it would be. They were obviously watching their waist.
Yeah.
And I think she realized we're not going outside anymore. She likes him trim. So she threw out the candies. That's what I think.
Thank you for that lemon chiffon cake yesterday, by the way.
You're welcome. You know what? I had all those lemons.
So
and I
light
had to use
and delicious.
Them.
It was terrific.
Well, what was I going to use the lemons for?
I don't know. Not limoncello. We established that on the Patreon.
No, we absolutely did. That I'm not a limoncello fan. And that everyone, limoncello, they could either turn, this is the thing that I was saying on the Patreon, which I shouldn't be giving this away for free, but here I go again. The Italians, when they have extra lemons, they turn it into limoncello and then they just try to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So everywhere you eat in Italy, all they can say is, we'd love to send you a limoncello after dinner, which is the same as saying, can we just send you? We're just trying to get rid of this.
Yeah.
But they make it
seem. We have too many Andes mints.
Exactly. Yeah. Seem like it's hospitality. They should just turn it into floor cleaner. I mean, sure. It's one inch away from that being that. Though I have had one or two good limoncellos.
Have you
life.
Heard of conjugal visits?
What do you mean, have I heard of them? Like in a prison?
Yeah.
Of course.
So that's what the lobsterman and I are doing. And he's very acrobatic. I mean, we're not able to go through the glass, but we're still seeing everything. And there are parts of him I really had not seen in the broad light of day. So that's been nice. He's on the other side of the window.
You're watching.
And we do like gestures to each other, like I'll grab my nipples or whatever, you know? And anyway, just to turn him on, because Rhonda, there has to be a release.
So what you're trying to tell me is you're masturbating in front of each other? That's all you're trying to tell me?
I would say it's...
Why are
I would
we talking?
Say it's why artistic. Is,
why has this come up?
Because I didn't know if you thought that maybe I was pent up or something.
I don't remember anyone asking, and I don't remember anyone writing in to ask, and I certainly don't remember me asking.
You're wrong, actually. On the live this week, someone said, how's the lobsterman during quarantine? So I'm answering that question. Okay. That's why I brought
well,
it.
That's for the live. That's okay. This is free feed behavior, we have Brian, another... is what this is. And we've talked about this, and now you're acting very free feed right now. And I,
Rana, I just
this
get
the place,
so
but.
Excited to see you. I just want to spill my. I have no one else to talk about my love life with. It's just you. So I really wish you would love him like I do.
You need to get a few FaceTime friends.
Okay.
Is what you need to do.
All Here's right,
read
our next follow-up.
Yeah.
Dear Ron and Brian.
Yeah.
I wanted to write a follow-up to your wonderful advice. You may recall that I asked for advice about my aging skin. We had a phone call with this lovely lady.
Yeah.
You and Brian, along with Natalie Morales, were so kind.
Wonderful Natalie.
And understood my dilemma.
She's been reading The Little Prince during quarantine.
I've been seeing that, yeah.
Yeah. Indeed.
What?
Now, this is really something that we should make a list of what we are enjoying during quarantine. But you know what? I feel busier during quarantine than I did before.
I know what you mean.
But Jennifer Ely. E-H-L-E.
Okay.
Now, if you happen to have 12 hours on your hands, which I know you do.
Yeah, I for sure.
Not you, but everyone else.
Yeah. No, I've been busy counting. And
the definitive Pride and Prejudice.
Of one of the movies, you mean?
A&E's was a TV series. I think it was 12 parts that A&E did. 12 one-hour episodes.
Did it come on before or after Hoarders?
Long before.
Okay.
Long, you know, it's actually...
It's when it was arts and
actually
entertainment.
Actually, you make an interesting point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when it was still...
When it was an arts channel.
When it was still a channel.
Yeah.
Before it was a collection of broken toys or whatever sure. It is. My 900-pound life.
Yeah.
That's TLC, I think.
Right. But it's practically the
Which
same.
Now that you've opened me up to 90 Day...
Honey.
I get so sick. I can't fast forward through the commercials fast enough.
Me too.
On that network because I'm so heartbroken and depressed about every show is worse than the next. They have a foot doctor's show now where they're showing people planet warts that have gone out of control. I mean, I'm only hoping that all of that program goes away with all of this, that people lose their fascination with all of that nonsense.
Rana, I'm going to be caught up on Before the 90 Days before our next one. I'm only two behind now.
You're supposed to be caught up for today.
I know, but I'm not.
We were supposed to talk about it today.
I know, but I didn't.
Okay. So listen, my point is this. Jennifer Ely was the star of Pride and Prejudice. It was her and Colin Firth, and Colin Firth was Mr. Darcy.
Dream.
This was about 19...
He's born to play that part.
This was about 1998.
Yeah.
There is a scene where he comes back to his estate, and he's been traveling all day and riding a horse, and he decides there's like a lake-type moat in front of his estate.
Yeah.
And he decides instead of walking straight to the door, he's going to jump through the pond first.
Just for
fun. So he comes to the door
see-through
in a
shirt.
Drenched white shirt.
Yes.
You've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Ely, who is a gorgeous, talented actress and a beautiful person,
mm-hmm.
has been reading Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice on her Instagram. So she has like an IGTV.
Oh, cool.
So she's been reading the book, and she's the most, not only does she have the most gorgeous, engaging face you've ever seen, she's such a beautiful actress and such a beautiful reader.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing people could tune in for. Okay, can we get to this update, please?
You and Brian, along with Natalie Morales, were so kind and understood my dilemma. I took your advice and invested in the Lancer skincare products.
Oh.
It's been about 3 months, and I can certainly see and feel the difference.
Fabulous.
I've also been using the eye patches that you both so graciously gifted to me.
The CEOs.
And while I'm still a working mom of four, I feel so much better to be taking care of me a little more. Remember, working mom of four, not just a working mom.
She's a public defender.
Of juveniles.
Yeah.
I also wanted to thank you for your podcast.
Of juveniles, Rana. Of juveniles.
They also, they along with my new skincare regime,
yeah.
helped me feel young and woke. Thank you for giving us a bit of sanity and happiness in this time of extreme uncertainty. Now it gets selfish, Rana. Just a quick fun story. My husband walked in when I was watching 911. He asked what I was watching.
Brian has a huge arc this month.
Very exciting.
We're into week two of your arc.
Correct.
And when they hear this, the good news for them is there will have been two episodes that you were on,
yep.
but then there was a 2 week break. So when they hear this, they can catch up on the previous two and then look forward to next week, which will be your big
it's
episode.
It's a big episode. Yeah. My husband asked what I was watching, and after shushing him, I said, 911, my friend has a major part in this episode. So he asked, what friend? I sheepishly replied, Brian, you never have to be sheepish about it. We are friends. Wishing you and your loved ones all the best and stay safe in the carriage house. Best, Karen. Karen, I'm so glad you're taking care of yourself because you sound like the busiest person in the world.
What a cute letter.
Mm-hmm.
When she said to her husband, shush, my friend has a big part in this.
Isn't that sweet?
And he said, who's your friend? And she said, Brian.
It's nothing to be ashamed
it's
of.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
I'm delighted. She sounds like she has a little bit of a new lease on life.
I know, which is great.
Like she has a sort of young, fun attitude. She's watching 911. Like, she's taking care of her skin.
Totally. And even if it's just like 10 minutes a day of doing something for yourself.
And I'm delighted that she's using the Lancer products. And in fact, this isn't going to be our giveaway this week. It just isn't. But I did, last time I was in to see Harold, he's doing static kits.
Okay.
And I bought a static kit to do as one of our giveaways.
You're kidding.
No. But that's not going to be this week.
Okay. Well, good thing you brought it up.
I'm glad I did, because maybe they'll tune in next
that's
week.
True.
Maybe it'll be next week. But this week, we're going to do a fabulous giveaway. It's no less fabulous.
No, they're never not fabulous.
No, it's no less fabulous. No, but this is, we have a really,
primo,
really fabulous. From now on until further notice, we're kicking up our giveaway game a little bit.
Okay.
Because people really need it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Should I read a couple reviews before we get to our fabulous guest?
Sure, let's do it. And then we have a terrific guest today. And this is our first time we're doing a remote guest.
So on the Zoom, Rana.
Yeah, so we're
And I'll tell you, Rana is nothing if not a tech savvy. I'll tell you.
I did all
We tested everything before.
Yeah.
You told me which plug goes in where.
I did.
It was, I mean, you should see this setup. I don't know how she does it.
Look, it's just like I said before. I can change a tire. I just never would. So
there it is.
Of course I can do all of these
yeah,
things.
You sure can.
I just don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth taking up the space in my brain. But when it comes to having to survive here and to get it done, I think we all know I'm a problem solver.
No shit.
I do want to say a shout out to the French bakery in town that has stayed open during all of this.
Are they fabulous?
Brian and I have been able to have
social distancing.
We've been very careful.
Extremely. We wipe down our cups. We do everything.
We've had a few takeout coffees.
Rana, you are so bad. Okay. Nothing but this is by Beer Yoga Cheese. It's this.
I get so excited when you say you're going to read the comments because I don't read the comments.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold everything.
What?
We are huge in Croatia.
Rana.
Remember how big we were in Denmark?
There's a famous DJ there who loves us.
Electropop or something is his name.
Something like that.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Remember how big we were? First of all, he says he's Serbian. He's not Croatian.
He told you that?
Yeah. He wrote back to us.
You're kidding.
Well, I wrote and said, because I translated what he said. It said podcast recommendation is what he said in Serbian. In what I thought was Croatian. And
see,
he said it
Electropop e-party. Oh, well, that sounds drugs.
Fine by me.
Fine by me too. Electropop or electro.
What's his
party? Might
what
be
is his Instagram? Because I want people to go to follow him immediately.
At Electro Pope Party.
Okay, Pope P O P E. Like
it's either
Pope?
Electro Pop E Party or Electro Pope.
Why don't
party?
You just spell it?
E L E C T R O P O P E P A R T Y.
I think it's Pope Patty, and the joke is Electro Pope.
Oh my God, because he's dressed like a Pope.
Yes, he's wearing a.
Okay.
Well, he's actually not dressed like the Pope.
He's wearing a.
He's wearing a Greco Roman or a Greek Orthodox.
I
suppose he's wearing a Serbian Orthodox headpiece, is what he's wearing.
So, Electro Pope Party.
So
thank you.
I don't know who he's telling about us, but our numbers in Croatia, we were number 25 in comedy and 100 and something overall, and we just keep climbing.
When
this is all over, we're coming to Dubrovnik to do a show.
Fabulous.
I've always wanted to go to Dubrovnik.
And I will say
this. The European tour will happen, Brian.
I want him to know that we are absolutely happy at the peak of his next huge club party to stop the show and do some advice.
Yes, and when it drops.
When it drops.
Yes.
We'll do
Isn't that what they say when the sound drops?
Correct.
Rana, he takes them to the peak and then it drops.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so
these names, I always get so excited and then I find out who our fans are and I get so depressed.
Beer Yoga Cheese.
Yeah.
I was first introduced to Rana on a bad first date. But talk about a silver lining.
Well, I'm a little confused how that's humanly possible.
I think someone was like, this is my impression. The guy he went on a date with.
Yeah.
Or the gal he went on a date with. I don't know who's who in this. But this person went on a date with said, have you ever listened to any of Rana's podcasts?
Yeah.
And he said no. And he goes, oh, this isn't going to work out, is how I think it was.
Oh, and so okay.
Yeah.
So the date was the one with the discriminating taste.
Correct.
And then the date said, well, if you don't know who Rana is, this isn't going to work. And then this one went back and did his studying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear the
fact that Rana and Brian are finally together is a match made in heaven. Rana is the aunt we all wish we had, and Brian is the nephew we wished we could be. Their sound advice is delivered with love, and Karen is the highlight of my week. Even with the Carriage House All-Access Pass, I can't get enough.
Oh,
fabulous.
That's what I love to hear.
This one is from Telewin09. What more could you want? 5 stars only. Ron and Brian dole out generous servings of raspberry tea coupled with unparalleled dashes of style and sophistication. In any event, I especially love when Brian manages to bring down Rana down to his level of crazy cynicism, if only momentarily. Loving every single second.
Oh, Brian's not a cynic.
I don't think I am either.
Not at all. All right. If anything, he's an optimist and I'm the cynic.
What is there to say aside from subscribe on Patreon? Being a chip really puts a chip on my shoulder. Okay.
What now, about this one that says, Ron and Brian, my real mom and dad.
Isn't that so sweet?
Is it a good review?
I don't know. I don't see that one. Oh, here it is. My favorite podcast. The only thing giving me structure during this unstructured time. Task to complete. Quiff and Book Club, things to look forward to. Of course, I'm a Patreon subscriber. And a sense of community knowing there are at least a few refined ladies, Rana, and some less than refined ladies, Brian, just like me out there. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for blessing our ears twice a week. Kiss, kiss. And then finally from Is Mariah Carey Okay? This podcast fills my half-goy, half-Jew, whole gay heart with shades of vanilla goodness. Ron is the no-nonsense aunt I never had, and Brian is also there.
Oh, that, well, that's well, the joke, yeah. That's my joke.
Yeah.
Not this.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, should we talk to our fabulous
guest?
I'm going
to read one more called Ronna Keeps It Real from someone named Diamond ATL, which I think means Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
I've known Ronna for decades, and she's the real deal. From Marblehead to Montecito to Malibone and everywhere in between, she really knows how to listen. And she dispenses sage advice in her droll Boston brogue, always with hat and humor. Excuse me.
Nice.
Hat and humor. That's what they wrote.
Hat and humor.
Hat which I guess they're home. Making fun of my accent. Hat and home.
Yeah.
Her chemistry with Brian and their guests keeps things light and moving, an essential distraction in these stressful times.
Very nice.
Thank you, Diamond ATL.
Thank you, Diamond ATL.
Okay. We've got to get to our guest because our guest is fabulous. Hello, everyone. Ronna here, letting you know we've started a YouTube. So many people were saying, how can I watch the Instagram live? Where can I see it? So we posted it. YouTube.com/AskRonna. We'll see you there. Attention Carriage House members, Ronna here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
She is your best friend in a pinch.
She is.
Or not in a pinch.
No.
She is the
She's
kind
the
of,
first person you want to invite to a party.
She really is. Yeah. She's so... you know what she is? She's so talented. She's so hilarious. She plays all these incredible characters. And yet when you're one-on-one with her...
A real person.
It's a real... It's not bits all the time.
Very rare.
Just
You know
real.
Why not? It's not bits all the time?
Why?
Because she knows she's funny. Why Lauren, does she have to perform for you all the time? Why can't she just be herself? And then when it's time to turn the volume up a little bit.
Yep. You know where you love her.
Pass me the cash. I'll turn up the volume.
Correct.
Yeah.
Lauren Lapkus is on Ask Ronna with us.
I can't tell you how excited I am. I'm the so best. Thrilled.
Lauren, dear, you were on our list from the very beginning. You were number one or two on our list of people that we wanted to have.
And it's true.
It has taken you so busy. Because
oh my God.
Being best friends with Nicole Bayer and Paul F. Tompkins and Scott the Mogul, Scott Aukerman, who we had on a couple of weeks ago, et cetera,
I heard that episode. It was great.
Not to mention she's
terrific.
On that show. Can we say that you're on that show? I mean, I know production's halted. She's on Good Girls now.
Yeah. My episode airs Sunday, so whenever this comes out, it might already be out.
It'll already be out. This comes out Tuesday.
What are you playing on Good Girls?
Well, I don't know how much I can say. I guess you see
in
the first
will come
episode.
Out, when does yours come out? Because this comes out on Tuesday.
It'll have been Sunday.
Okay, so my first episode aired a couple days ago then, and I'm trying to think of what happens in the first episode so I don't spoil anything. But I'm a person who might pose a threat to the good girls. Let's just say that much.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Might pose a threat. Are you a criminal too or something else?
No, I'm a white collar person. person.
Okay.
Business. I work in the government.
Okay. Oh, fine.
But we don't know yet.
I think you find that out in the first episode. I really hope you do.
Okay. Well, anyway, you've got a big act.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Well, it's really crazy because the show...
And where does it shoot, the show? In Los Angeles or somewhere else?
In LA.
Okay.
And it was really fun to do, and I was so excited. But then production got shut down because of coronavirus, obviously. And
yeah,
I obviously it's the correct thing to do, but it still sucks because I was having so much fun doing it.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back. You'll be back. That show's a huge hit. And they'll get back up.
I love it.
Feet.
How are your spirits, Lauren? How are you doing?
How are you
this?
Coping, dear?
Okay. Well, today I feel pretty good. The past couple of days, I've felt more like myself, and I've been feeling more like normal. Like I'm just trying to like I'm getting through my day in a more normal way. Like the days are starting to feel more like if I just had a day off here or there, and I'm using it kind of
finding a new routine and maximizing your time a little bit.
But the past few weeks have been such a roller coaster, and I feel like I've been so emotional and depressed. And every day I feel like I'm just pushing myself away from getting really depressed and spiraling and getting really worried about everyone. Yeah. And I have moments where I just get so worried, and then I'm like, well, okay, everything's okay right now with everyone that you know.
Why
so
don't I
just
worry
be...
when it's time to worry?
Mm-hmm.
Not that you shouldn't be prepared now for what's coming and making preparations and taking care of yourself and your family, et cetera, et cetera. But like everything in life, there's sometimes very real things to worry about. And so when we focus too much on the small things in the everyday, when the big thing comes, that's really where you have to put your worry. So maybe you have to try and enjoy these, even though these in-between days can be a little depressing because there's less to do or, you know, obviously it's the old problem of the less busy you are, the more time you have to focus on yourself or whatever's going on in your life. But...
Well, I think it's a little bit of that, but I think
you have to enjoy these moments and this freedom a little bit because
I don't
coming down the pipeline.
I think I get depressed about the future stuff. Like I get depressed thinking about someone dying or something, and then I'm like, I can't function. Like I'm okay with not doing anything and staying home. I'm actually not bored.
Well,
I feel fine.
Don't do what I did last night before I went to bed, which was the New York Times is keeping a running obituary of all the sort of significant people were losing to corona. And I mean, I actually think it is an important thing to read because it might help a few people take all of this more seriously, but we are just losing and doctors and artists and people that are just getting plucked off of the street essentially and would have had another 20 years and old,
it's
young,
horrible.
All ages. I mean, you know,
can I give a recommendation for this?
I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not reading the obituaries of the New York Times.
No, but one of my recommendations, and Lauren, we've talked about this before, is the worry windows, as I call them, which
what
is just
it?
A half hour.
Oh, you
the worry window. Yeah.
I've told her about that. Half hour in the morning, half in the evening. But the other thing,
you give
just
yourself
of news,
that's of it. Of news, or you give yourself a certain amount of time to worry about things?
Oh, no, I give myself all day to worry about things, but 10 a.m. is the news and like 4 p.m. is the news. But I also lay in bed for about 10 minutes in the middle of the day.
Okay.
And I just, some would call it keening. I just moan because it helps. It helps with my breath. And I love the sound it makes
and the
feeling it gives my body. So I just go like,
well, wait,
I really
can
do
that. Kind of do that. Wait, show us what you do.
Yeah.
My God. Thank God there isn't a camera crew following him around.
So I try to make it natural, but I go like this.
I already know what it sounds like. I already know. Do you want me to do it for you?
I have a feeling.
Already know what it sounds
go
like
for
before
it.
You're going to do it.
Because I do a few different ones.
Okay. Well, I think you do one that sounds... I'm hoping I can imitate it. Okay. Let's see. But I can hear it in my brain. Let's see.
That's the one I do the most. I start out strong. I literally go like this.
That's the one.
I know you. I know you say,
but Brian,
I know you do.
I've been falling
it's
asleep like that for years.
Couch.
You've been falling asleep like that for years.
When I go to sleep, when I close my eyes, I go like when I'm really about to fall asleep. I'm like,
does it scare the crap out of your husband?
No, he stays up all night.
Oh, that's
he's
right.
like. He's truly staying up until 8 a.m. right now. We're on completely different schedules. He stays up till 8 and he sleeps till 3. It's psychotic. And he is trying to break this habit because now he's got some like business stuff because he has a show coming out next week, which I'll plug right now. It's called Bruise Brothers. It's on
absolutely. And it's on Netflix. Yeah.
What's it
April
called?
10th.
Bruise, like beer. B-R-E-W-S.
Bruise Brothers. Does he play craft? He owns a small craft brewery and him and his brother have left the big city and gone home to open a bowling alley. But in this case,
you're
it's
on the right track.
Brewery.
It's estranged brothers who both are into beer and they start to work on it together. They don't inherit. They have a company. It's going under and he plays the asshole and he comes in and tries to help.
He does? He plays
funny?
The asshole?
Never,
oh, that's so fun.
I would never know that. And who's his partner? Who plays his partner?
Alan Eisenberg. He was on Orange is the New Black as one of the CEOs in later seasons. He's really great.
Terrific.
Awesome. Do you want to get into some advice, Lauren?
Let's do what we came here
to do. I would love to. And wait, Rana, I have a question because first of all, I was actually excited to talk to you because I felt like with
you're
the quarantine,
a big fan. I know. Yeah,
I'm a huge fan.
I was very flattered when they did. There was a thing going around Instagram where people were talking about what podcasts do you like and who would you want to be friends with, and it was one of those questionnaires, those Mad Libs that they were sending around. How are you spending your time? Which I can never figure out because I don't know where they get the blank one from.
Well, people are supposed to post the blank one after they post it. If you're being polite, you post the blank one.
Yeah, it seems like they don't post the blank questionnaire. Mm-hmm. But in any event.
Tell you what, I'm not shooting blanks. Right now, at least.
I know you're not.
Yeah.
Why do I know that?
I don't mean, Ronnie, you don't know what that means.
No, this is, of course I know what it means, I didn't Brian. Think you did. I'm the one who told you what a Cleveland steamer was. Okay?
You are.
What is that?
Someone takes a shit on your chest and then they scrape it off.
No.
They use your chest hair as the toilet paper. I guess if you're a woman.
I thought it'd be you get a blowjob while you're taking a shit.
That's a blumpkin.
That's a bleep.
Fuck yes.
Bleep. Bleep, Brian.
Sorry,
this
Rana.
Is free feed on a level
I'm
that we can't.
I'm rabid in here.
I know, but we get one of your friends in the carriage house. And
I know.
Now you free feed, you go crazy.
But this is what we talk about as friends.
You're free feed.
This is our type of conversation.
Then start
honestly.
Your own podcast about called the Blumpkin Cast with Lauren.
I will.
Lapkus.
I'm down.
I'm available.
Great. Lauren, what's your question
in
for Rana?
In any event, all I was saying was that Lauren put me down as someone on her questionnaire, and I was very flattered.
Yeah, I did. Sure. I did. I said I want to be friends with her.
Very
well,
flattered.
Rana, I was. Thinking, we first of all, friends. I was looking forward to talking to you because I know. I was looking forward to talking to you because you remind me of my aunt a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she, which is a really nice thing. She's like the smartest person. She knows everything. She's like a Renaissance woman, like can tell you about everything. And it makes me feel very comforted to hear your voice.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you
I
a
get
question.
Very uncomfortable when I'm compared
she
to
hates
other
the
people.
Compliment.
Or
oh.
complimented. Yeah. Go on.
Okay. Well, I have a question. This is just like a question I would ask my aunt.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm not wearing shoes much because I'm in the quarantine. Yeah. And do you feel like that's bad for you?
No, absolutely not. It's actually quite good for you.
Really?
I'm also not wearing shoes very often, but I didn't know it was good for you. So I'm happy to hear this.
Well, there's a lot of people. So in health, one of the issues when you start getting into body work and taking care of your posture, et cetera, one of the issues that people talk about is that people have lost the sensation in their feet. So when you think about a lot of the sneakers that people wear, and sneakers go in different trends, and what I'm not suggesting and would never suggest is that you wear those sneakers that are like gloves. When people are running in those shoes
gross.
That are gloves, which makes me sick to even think
And by
about.
The way, every one of those people who are a man, their girlfriend also wears those shoes.
And it's also disgusting to think about because the idea that toes more than hands do not follow a uniform size.
Right.
So the idea that they could even fit. That
well, that's crazy.
Footing. But more
are some of them like the toe is longer, the second toe is longer than the first. Like,
no,
come on, we gotta have options.
One look, there's a reason not everybody's wearing them, and the reason is they're ridiculous. But my point is this: it is actually quite good for you to bring the sensation back into your feet, and that your feet are really the foundation of your posture and the rest of your body. So actually, it's quite good for you for that okay. for your feet to have that contact
good
with the
to
ground.
Know.
However, it does mean. That you have a new level of hygiene and care that you have to worry about. So you have to make sure that your feet look nice and you have to make sure that they're moisturized because what you don't want is cracks. And you especially don't want cracks with COVID. It's the same thing with your hands, which is you have to eat. We're washing our hands all the time, but we have to moisturize them because otherwise you can get dry cracks in your hands and the virus can come in through the cracks. Ooh. So we have to make sure there's always a protective layer. So if you're having trouble keeping your feet soft at night,
and want something additional to worry about,
what you can do if your feet are getting soft, getting hard, is you could just put a little Aquaphor or lotion, whatever you have, put on a pair of socks. And when you do your sort of initial 15 and 20 minutes of reading or moaning before you go to bed, you leave the socks on and then you could take them off. Or if you don't mind sleeping in them, you could sleep in them. But you could do that every couple of days if you wanted to.
That's right. The best answer. I couldn't even imagined it. It's great. Thank
honestly,
you.
There you go. Okay, here we go.
But there is a whole foot movement and people that do jiu-jitsu and things like that, that's always barefoot because it's about having that connection to the ground and also mm-hmm. your posture, et cetera.
Ronna, I want you to start with the questions, but I actually want you to start with the one on page 2 that is at the very, very bottom.
See the way he talks to me?
I don't like my setup.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what, Brian? You really need to change your tone.
Yeah.
This one?
Like,
yes.
Well, this is one of the things when I hear...
Oh, boy.
When I hear the podcast,
yeah.
I think your tone is really disrespectful. I think... I don't know what you think. I don't know what you think, but you just run free on this podcast, yeah. And sometimes it's inappropriate.
Okay.
You know what? I appreciate, you know, someone once said to me, Lauren, right words, wrong face. Meaning people cannot take advice.
What's wrong with my face?
I don't want to start that again.
About my Kybella?
No, you had a...
Yeah. Kybella.
Brian wants Kybella.
I know.
And on top of that, he found out his nose was crooked.
I just
and
found out.
He spent 2 weeks. Everyone's nose is crooked. They just are.
I took a picture of myself and my nose was a little bit up and they were absolutely
He found out his
diagonal.
Nose was crooked and he spent a month on his fainting couch. That's when the moaning started.
That's when my keening started.
Okay, I do think like the selfie generation, like the generation of teens now.
Yes.
They're screwed though because they're so, first of all, it's nice that they know their angles, but they're so aware of what's wrong with their face and they're able to Photoshop it. We didn't learn what was wrong with our faces till we were much older from either being on TV or now doing selfies.
It's true.
And now I know everything that's wrong with my face and I'm not happy about it, but I'm glad I didn't know when I was 15 or I would have probably been way worse off.
Absolutely.
I always knew. I know every pore on my face.
Wow. Well, that's why you have such
flawless
skin.
Were you up in the mirror?
I could tell you every pore on my face. What's that?
Were you like up in the mirror all the time?
Not admiring myself, but taking care of my skin.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. Being aware.
Well, you have amazing skin.
It's true. Okay. Should we read this question?
Go for it, Ronna.
But what was I saying to you before? It was something that we got onto that we were talking about your face. I can't remember. Okay.
I don't remember.
Dear Kybella.
Ronna, Kybella. Yeah, he wants Kybella, which I'm not sure about. People could write into us and tell us if it works or not.
I would love that.
But I think that you have to be careful. I think, of course, there are wonderful things you can do for your face. But I think you have to be careful when you're dissolving. First of all, here it's very painful. But when you but what is it? Oh, right words, wrong face. That's what I was saying.
Oh, that's what you were saying. It
means that people only take advice from people they want to hear it from. It doesn't matter how good the advice is. If your mother gives it to you, you don't want to hear it.
So you're saying you're not taking my advice?
If I give it to you, you want to hear it.
So you're not taking my advice because it's the wrong face.
It's all about how you receive it. No.
Okay.
That's not what
I like that phrase.
Me too.
Right words, wrong face. Dear Ronna and Brian and wonderful guest, a.k.a. Lauren Lapkus. My mother is an older woman who lives alone, visited me for the Christmas holiday. Okay.
Yeah, this sentence isn't perfect.
My mother is an older woman who lives alone and visited me for the Christmas holiday.
I think so.
Okay. My mother is an older woman who lives alone. Okay. My mother, who is an older...
Oh, my God.
Who is an older woman... They need some commas. This is what
I do like how you edit the letters because I'm similar. I hate when people are... I mean, I'm speaking so horribly right now while I'm trying to make my point.
No, I know what you mean.
I hate when people write horribly and then you can't even read it.
You can't read it.
My mother, who is an older woman and lives alone, visited me for the Christmas holiday. In her community, she is friendly with an older couple who has a key to her home in case of an emergency, etc. When she returned home from the holiday, to her horror and surprise, she found a note on her kitchen counter thanking her for her hospitality. As it turns out, the couple's adult son and family stayed in her home while she was away. For context, the couple did not ask if their son could stay in the home. I am writing this note in March because my mother just told me what happened. She knows me. Needless to say, I am steaming,
Cleveland
spitting.
Sorry, Rana.
Get it together.
This is the disrespect. I mean, I think it's entertaining.
This is a
very disrespectful.
This
you're
is
right.
That's what the advice say. Right words, wrong face. You, Lauren.
Hey, you can't take advice from
Lauren. No, Lauren was telling you that you're misbehaving.
Yeah,
and you could hear it from her. I have to tell you, you misbehave every 5 seconds. You don't listen to
me. But I'm telling you, I'm not, and you're not listening.
See, this is what I'm talking about, Lauren. He hears it from you, but not from me. Can you imagine? And then he wants to talk to me about
really
his
hard
life.
For you.
His love life. He says, I'm the only person he can talk to about his love life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
steaming, spitting, mad. I honestly cannot believe the absolute betrayal. How could these people take advantage of another person in such a way? I am stuck. I think she means struck. On behalf of my mother, I would very much like to say, oh, I'm stuck. On behalf of my mother, I would very much like to say something to the couple, but I don't want to betray her confidence. Desperate for your advice, I thank you in advance. Sincerely, Stacy, with an A. Yes, feel free to use my name.
She wants it known. She wow. wants it known.
Lauren Lapkus, what do you think about this?
I think she's completely right to be upset.
Yeah.
I think it's insane that they let them stay there. And it's even more insane that they wrote a thank you.
Exactly.
Just don't acknowledge that you were ever there.
Like,
just
are you trying to make
exactly
her feel
how
crazy?
It was. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's bizarre.
I think they need to be confronted because those people will do it again.
No question.
Undoubtedly. Do you ever think it's too late for a confrontation? Like from Christmas to March?
I don't think it's too late. I think she could say to her mom, or she could contact the people herself if it wasn't completely insane for her to do that. But like, tell your mom to say to them, you know, I was a little uncomfortable when I realized that your son had and his family had stayed in my home without you asking me. And I didn't really talk about it for a while, but I just mentioned it to my daughter and she was so appalled that now I feel that I was right to be uncomfortable. And I can say to you that I thought that was crossing a line.
Get a Sharpie and write that down. Put it, I think you're right to put it on the daughter, in which case yeah. I would even take it a step further maybe and have the daughter be the one to say something. But I think you don't think so, Rana? I think your idea is right on about just like, I think your idea is right on about like.
I love really, seeing Rana.
You're right. I have to say there is something.
They don't get to see the guests, clues I'm sending to Brian.
And the guests aren't actually, because Zoom is a different experience, the guests aren't actually honed in on Rana during this conversation. So this is a rare experience, Lauren, because you're seeing her every move here.
No, but our guests are usually sitting with us seeing my every
They are,
move.
But they're not, like, they don't get a full frontal.
I'm just staring
I mean?
At you with no, you know, regard for how rude that is.
Yeah, I do look good today.
You do.
So do I.
I'm not going to sit here and lie to
your
people.
Your kitchen looks amazing.
Great. I'm taking... That's not my kitchen.
It's the Carriage House kitchen.
Oh, Lauren, that's adorable. That's that's like the playroom kitchen. That's the extra kitchen.
The playroom? Lauren, it's like a full forest kitchen in here. I don't even know what she's talking about, but yes, it is technically the Carriage House kitchen.
That's
it
Brian's
looks really
kitchen.
Nice.
If it was
and
my kitchen,
imagine.
There'd be a double oven, not a microwave and a one oven.
Oh,
I mean, I need a double oven. But Brian has an Instapot in here. I don't know if he's been using it yet.
I've been using it like crazy.
Slow cooker.
I do
so
my...
So he can make his demi-paleo meals that he likes.
Exactly. I do my canned carrots with the juice.
Oh.
I do.
Canned carrots? Do they make a canned carrot?
Yeah.
Oh, do you really use
I've
slow cooker?
I've never heard of that.
Of course. Oh. I do my canned carrots.
All you people with your crock pot.
I do my ground beef.
In my day, they called it a crock pot. And now they call it an Instapot or Instapot. A slow cooker.
I do my wet carrots.
Yeah.
I do my ground.
Oh.
I do my ground
wet
beef.
Carrots.
I do my turkey bacon. And then.
And you eat it all together?
Yes. And I do just a sprinkling, a smidge of cardamom.
I'm
and
so
then just
upset.
A smidge of the juice from the canned peaches.
Are you
Brian, you just talked about, on some episode, you talked about how carrots are so wet. And I was like. Ever since you said that, I've been thinking about that a lot.
Wet oh, yeah. Carrots.
And carrots
bunny
are
love.
Just wet.
Bunny
wet.
Bunny love carrots
yeah.
wet.
Yeah.
Because yep. they're in the
yeah,
bag.
They come in that bag.
They're condensing in the bag.
It's disgusting.
Can we please get back to the advice here?
Sure. So, Rana, what do you think? You don't believe that the daughter should do this.
No, I think Lauren's advice is spot on. I think it's, you were right. Get a Chappie, write it down. It's perfect advice. However,
thank you.
There are two other considerations here. The first consideration is, and we can only assume, did it bother your mother? Have we even asked if it bothered the mother?
She did say she was she said that that she was uncomfortable, didn't she, or did she not? Did she not say anything about that?
This is all about your reaction to this. So,
well,
because
it might be
curious.
That the mom just knew the daughter would hate that, and so she didn't
it
tell
said,
her.
But
until
she
now.
Returned to her from the holiday to her horror and surprise. But we don't know if that's
okay.
Putting
her
well, it is kind of it's okay. disturbing to think that people were staying in your home.
It would. There is no question it is deeply upsetting. All I am saying is I didn't know if the mother was actually bothered by this or just the daughter. People have all different thresholds, but she's saying the mother was bothered by this. Okay. My only caveat would be, and this really has to do, you don't, unless your mother gives you permission to say something to these people, it is the mother who must say something to these people. Because what you don't want to do is take away the mother's power in her relationship with these neighbors or with her friends. And it becomes a whole other level of drama when your daughter is saying something to your neighbors and friends instead of you saying it yourself. And so I think the way that you phrased it is absolutely perfect. You know, it bothered me at the time, but I didn't think too much about it. And then I was discussing it with my daughter and I realized it really did bother me and I needed to say something. And I understand maybe you did this out of convenience, but you really should have asked me before letting your family stay there. And it's not something I feel comfortable with going forward. So, gnug.
You could also say.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Imagine my surprise.
Yeah. Goldilocks. We've had a lot of Goldilocks questions lately.
When I woke up and there was a knife in my pillowcase.
Excuse me.
I think your son left a knife in my pillowcase. And I cut the back of my head so badly that I don't even remember my own name.
I cut the back of my head.
So now I'm remembering 3 months later, I remembered my name and I remembered I wanted to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, you got that from 911.
Why
when the
I?
Woman
I
was
love
shot,
911.
When the woman was shot accidentally by her husband putting up Christmas decorations in your first episode.
You've never had that happen to you?
How about when your friend strapped you to, you know, when don't you have it happen where your friend straps you to a merry-go-round and they spin you so fast with a motorcycle attached to your eyes bulge out of your head?
Yeah.
Haven't you had that happen to you?
At least twice.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I was just happy to see my life reflected on screen.
I knew you would be.
Very funny.
All right.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Dear Ronna and Brian and Lauren, I have a secret quarantine flirtation.
Oh, boy.
I haven't told anyone because I know I shouldn't be seeing someone as this is shelter in place.
This is a real thing that's happening with people.
We met once for a drink before my state went on lockdown. After I'd been in the apartment a few days, he texted me and asked me to hang out. In a moment of loneliness, I said, sure, and we've hung out every day since then in my apartment. We have so much in common, it's bizarre. We like all the same bands, so that's really fun. I like smoking pot with him and pretending the world isn't a mess right now. On his face. Tonight, he told me he doesn't think we should have sex because of coronavirus. I wanted to respect his boundaries, but I'm very attracted to him and can't really hide it. We haven't kissed or anything. I should probably go back to sheltering alone. I'm not even a rule breaker. Signed, M. P.S. I'm 34, live alone, and do see a therapist.
I don't know why she added that.
Because she listens to the podcast and knows the
first
question.
Well, and because she probably knows she's wrong. This is what people do when they know they're wrong. I've checked every thing, and I've tried all the things you might suggest, and no, you're wrong. You know you're wrong. This is the thing. I'm on a high horse right now because...
I'm loving Lauren Lapkus.
Let me tell you about the quarantine and what it's doing with motherfuckers out there. Okay, and maybe I can't swear on here, and we can always bleep it out. But
you can.
Okay, I will do it less. Okay,
so Lauren, you can.
On Instagram, what I am seeing is a lot of people breaking rules and putting long paragraphs about how they're allowed to do this because they checked out everything they did and blah, blah, blah. So I went to the beach and like, it was a really desolate beach. I had a beautiful day with my family. No comments allowed. Of course not, because you know you're wrong. Yep. Then it gets deleted. Yep. I'm saying like these people, then I see this family that I follow in New York who left in an RV and they had a very long explanation about why it's okay they did this.
Why
and
they were allowed to go on vacation. while everyone else
and
is
then everyone comments that you're an asshole, and then they delete it or they write an update about, we actually didn't touch anything, we washed all the sheets, we brought our own sheets, blah, blah, blah. You are breaking the rule. You know you're breaking the rule, and you're defensive preemptively because you know you're wrong.
You're not just breaking a rule. You're breaking down the social contract.
Yep.
And you're killing people. It's that serious.
Yes, you are. You want to be a hero? You want to be a hero?
Yeah.
Okay. No, truly.
Oh, I do.
In this moment, we're asking people to be heroes. You want to be a hero?
Yes.
Are you a pulmonologist at Cornell Medical Center?
I don't know what that is.
Are you a, meaning, are you a lung doctor?
Oh.
Are you a nurse? Are you an EMT?
Sure, yeah.
Are you any of these things? You're not. Okay? No. You want to know what you can do as an everyday citizen?
Yes.
To feel like part of this thing, that you are helping, that you are maintaining society and keeping the human race intact?
Yes.
Stay home and watch Netflix by yourself.
That's all you. That's
and, that what, is, and it's like
that is what thing, like, Uncle Sam is asking of you. Do you understand? You have not been conscripted to go to war.
Don't you wish she were doing these live briefings instead of Trump?
No one is asking you. No,
you both should.
I'm like, be lonely, be bored. Fucking be bored.
I don't care if you can't go to a restaurant.
Rana, I've never seen you like this.
I don't care if you can't go to a restaurant. It's been too, look, would I like, do I eat out all the time? Would I love to go to every restaurant? Am I supporting my local vendors to the best of my ability? Is that our giveaway today that we're going to send food to people from a fabulous restaurant? Of course it is. Stay home. You want to be a hero?
This is me. This is me all day.
Sit on your couch and watch Netflix. You're a goddamn American hero.
I want everyone to know, Lauren, with your permission, that what your rant and Rana's rant are going to be clipped from this and put in video form on our website.
Same.
Because I home and watch television.
Yeah.
How about this? How about this? The other day,
more of an archetype of an American hero?
Oh, it's the easiest thing you could do.
Is the hero of this pandemic. Do you understand? Be a couch potato.
Rana, you are out of control.
This is your moment, couch potato.
I'm astounded by the people who are not doing it. I know there are a lot of you out there who are not doing it. And you suck. Yeah. And you're bad.
Watch pornography.
You are bad.
I am.
Why doesn't she watch pornography?
I can entertain myself for all day, every day in my house by myself. I'm really not bored.
I'm with you. I'm the same.
Of course, people.
But even if you were bored, even if you were bored, that's the best punishment. I'm so grateful every day when I think about the fact that yes, I'm so frustrated. I can't see my family and my friends, and I can't do anything fun outside of my home. But I'm like, the alternative is way worse. That I'm going to die at the Javits Center in New York on a cot. No.
Yeah. I know.
So I'd rather be bored in here.
Lauren, never mind that you're going to die on a cot in the Javits Center. What about just stop?
What if you put someone in that cot in the Javits Center?
Exactly. That's even worse.
Stop for one moment and think about how fortunate you are that you have enough space in your home, that you can go outside and get a breath of fresh air. There are people, I mean, you know, we can all make our little jokes about how much toilet paper we've ordered and whether we're eating delicious things and gaining 15 pounds in quarantine and blah, blah, blah. But the weakest members of our society are not being served here. And the next few weeks are going to be very rough. And all of these countries and cities are a couple of weeks or a couple of days behind everybody else. So New York is a war zone right now. But that's coming to your city. If you don't take care, there is no...
Well, because the whole thing is, people say, one thing I really appreciated online is when people say, you know, let's say it blows over where you live and it doesn't happen. That's because everyone took these precautions.
Correct.
And that's why it's going to be good. That's a perfect outcome. So even if you go, well, nothing even happened here, it's because people didn't go out and touch each other and spit and sneeze.
Or
so just stay inside.
And touch their faces.
Stay inside.
Of course, the only reasonable thing in this letter is that this guy, who shouldn't be over there with her anyway, said he doesn't want to swap bodily fluids with her.
And I think he's right. But here's what I also, my advice for the situation, which I do feel for, because I have imagined how painful it would be if you were starting a relationship with somebody and then you couldn't be with them, or you didn't want to move in right away.
Yeah.
Or if you're having an affair or something crazy was happening in your life and suddenly it's like really hard to deal.
Yeah.
You webcams are your friend. Like, if you're starting to date someone, how it's so amazing to get to just talk to them all the time and not touch.
You're right.
Because then when you get to touch, you're going to be like on fire, and it's going to be so awesome.
That's like Love is Blind, but you're actually seeing them.
I knew you were going to say that. Brian's reference base at the moment is Love is Blind.
Yours is Before the 90 Days.
Here's Lana. The other thing.
I love that show.
Here's the other thing. Are you watching Before the 90?
Of course she is.
I watch every 90 Days. Oh my God, it's the best show about all the spin-offs.
Do you watch Pillow Talk?
I do watch Pillow Talk.
So do you watch the regular episode and then you watch Pillow Talk, or do you just watch Pillow
Talk? I typically will do regular episode, then Pillow Talk. Sometimes Pillow Talk falls to the wayside if I have other things on my docket. But if I get bored of what I'm watching, I'll go back to Pillow Talk and be like, let's hear what they have to say. I got to meet a bunch of the people. I went to a mixer. I met Darcy. I met Annie and what's his name? Why can't I think of it right now?
Yeah,
David.
The Batman.
David.
Yeah, the Penguin.
Who?
He's from a previous season.
Okay.
I met some of the new people. I met
who'd you meet of the new people?
Sinjin.
Who's that?
This is from the previous
season.
Yeah.
It was 90 Day Fiancé.
He's from, was it India?
South Africa,
never mind.
Oh, is he the one whose girlfriend said, I'm going to go take a makeup course in Costa Rica for 6 months? Yeah. And then would get drunk and get mad when he wanted to know where she was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to meet a bunch of them, and it was the best night of my life. But
here's the other thing I want to say. There is no chance in hell that this girl's being honest with a therapist about this. Mm-hmm. She told us she had a therapist, but she has not told the therapist. So the first thing she needs to do, look, we're not monsters. We understand the thrill of a private, a covert relationship.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Everyone, isn't that a blast? It's why people have been having affairs for as long as people have been getting married. Okay. Everybody gets it. It is the burst of excitement. You're bored to death. You're in quarantine. And maybe this guy's a wonderful guy. And this may breed a new intimacy with you. There are going to be all kinds of relationships and babies. There's going to be a million divorces and a million new relationships that come out of this. And babies and everything else. But first thing you need to do is be honest with your therapist. Because you're not admitting this to yourself, and you need to admit it out loud to somebody other than the people on the podcast that you're listening to, who you were hoping weren't going to take your letter anyway. Excuse me.
Well, because I mean, I went off on this person instantly, and I do think I was right to do that. Because what I really am doing it for is for anyone out there who's listening and thinking that they're getting away with their little sneaky little hangout. Because my husband FaceTimed his friend the other night who was over at his friend's apartment with like five guys who don't live together. And they also have different roommates. And I went, what are you doing? And then he shut down on me and then texted later that, oh, you were at this thing last week. I go, that was weeks ago, man. I haven't left, man. I'm losing my mind. And also, be better than me if you think I did something wrong. Like, what are we doing here?
A lot of these people are in denial. But the other thing I will say, and I think I've said this before, there are givers and there are takers. And it's never more obvious or more stark than at a time like this.
Sure.
And these are the people that you're walking down the sidewalk and they just walk with them and the dog and take the whole sidewalk. And they've done that before. They did that before any of this would happen. Some of them are in denial about the gravity of this and the enormity of this it's very human to not know how to deal with it. But that is also the thing that the virus counts on. Mm-hmm. Not to anthropomorphize the virus. But really, when you think about how these things operate, these organisms are brilliant. Because they take advantage of human nature. That is where it lives in the cracks, quite literally.
I'm not sorry.
People touching their faces. That's how it spreads. Sneezing, that's how it spreads. Because these are the things that people do involuntarily. And that is how it spreads. And that's why we have to wear masks now, so that we don't touch our faces. Not because we're necessarily protecting ourselves from other people, but so that we don't touch our faces.
I'm not your bitch, don't put your shit on
me. I want to add one more thing, and you can keep singing under it if you want.
Why?
But tell just that everyone should be wearing a mask, and I don't think you can get a mask on Etsy. There, a lot of people are making them now.
Yeah.
They're washable. Good. You should wash them after every use. And don't worry about looking over the top or stupid. I walk around in a gloves and a mask if I have to go somewhere.
Tie
I don't care who what
an
anyone
old
thinks of me.
T-shirt around your face.
And while you're
do
out
whatever
there,
you have to
tie
do
a yellow ribbon.
Okay. You know what? We'll Brian has an attention span issue and we're losing him. So we better get
there's
on to the
also
next
a DIY thing online that I saw about how to make a mask out of a scarf, like a handkerchief and two ponytail holders. And it looks very simple and everyone should try it.
I want to say something very,
if you have those tools,
very serious, and I'm going to say it again at the end, but I want to say this.
I have ponytail holders, but it's for my hair down there.
I was going to say, why would you have?
No, I don't. I was kidding. Rana doesn't know what that means. That's why I can get away with it.
Oh, good.
Do you get my innuendos?
No, Brian, I never lived a life before this. I was born this age, and I was 100 forever, and I was hatched out of a dinosaur egg. So I was never a young person. I don't understand
I'm
anything
sorry.
You say.
Okay, okay.
Like, you know, how arrogant to think that you're coming up with all this stuff, these
well,
ideas.
Well, I just did.
Yeah, okay. I want to say something very serious. In the next few weeks, people are going to be dealing with a lot of loss.
Yeah.
Right now, we're in the funny time phase, where we're talking about toilet paper and this and that, and these jerks that are smoking pot with each other. But truly, other people's lives depend on this. And people are going to be dealing with a lot of loss in the next few weeks, and I think we're going to see it reflected in our questions. Where, I mean, this is like an alien invasion. If an alien ship came down and just started snatching 10% of the population off the planet, that's what's about to happen here.
Yeah.
Not 10%, a smaller percentage than that. But the herd is being thinned, and people
it's
are going to
really
be dealing
scary.
With a lot it's of shock and a lot of loss, and we're here to hear it, but it's going to get real the next couple of weeks.
Well, I think it already has. I mean, seeing some of the people, I mean, as you said, with those obituaries and some of the people that, I mean, I have friends who've lost people.
Heartbreak.
And so it's already happening and it's too
much. Right now you have friends that lost people. I hate to say it, God forbid, but going forward, we're all going to know somebody.
I really can't accept that right now. Yeah. And so that's the only, I can't think about that, but I am very afraid of that.
God forbid, touch wood. Okay. Now back to... back to our regular scheduled comedy
program. What were you
going to
say?
What? No, I was just going to say.
Few people he wouldn't mind losing.
I could name some that I want no one in the world. I want everyone. Oh, I want it to go away, but I do want a couple key people to get it. And
get
I bet
sick.
You can guess who they are. And they're very much in power.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Let's try and be kind and generous in this moment.
Okay. And let's try and be kind and generous by scaring the absolute shit out of everyone who's listening to this.
Next. And I just got so tired, Lauren.
Well, yeah, you should be.
From doing this.
I've never heard you like that.
Yeah. Like what?
You were really...
furious?
You had every right to be, but you were very fierce. I really thought that you and Lauren were going to strangle me at a certain point.
So I was about to.
So it was about you, I understand.
Yeah.
We were talking to the world at large, but you took it personally.
Well, you're supposed to take everything personally right now.
Just right now? Yeah. Okay.
You know what I thought? I thought this pandemic would make people stop being petty assholes online, and they're still doing it.
Unstoppable.
Those psychos are unstoppable.
Everyone is crazy, who they are, and this is magnifying that.
Yeah.
If you're a generous person and a kind person.
This is why I needed to talk to you.
Can I do a giveaway? If everyone out there is serious at the end of all this, and you really take this seriously, and you do everything right, I will record a Blumpkin of my own.
Video or audio?
Video.
Yeah. No, I don't want to see you Blumpkin.
You'll record someone else doing it?
No, me.
Well, it takes two to Blumpkin.
Because I like doing both of those things that involve the Blumpkin.
At the same time?
Going to the bathroom and getting a blowjob, why not?
I don't think that sounds... I think that's crossing you wise, personally.
Okay.
I think you should
enjoy... Well, that's just a special treat.
I think you should enjoy both of life's pleasures individually.
That's a giveaway for everyone who takes this seriously.
Okay. You know what?
I know. Today is
here's
really...
our giveaway.
Okay.
At the end of all of this, we're going to have a contest where we fly someone to the carriage house and they can come be a guest on our show.
Are you serious?
I don't know. We'll see.
Where are they going to stay? I mean, they can't put their stuff in here.
Dear Rana, Brian, I'll put you back at the Hobbit Light Inn when it opens up again.
No, but you put them there.
Dear Rana, Brian, an esteemed guest. They'll have gym privileges too. 2 years ago,
Rana, I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm going to walk out of here and circle the block.
Dear Rana Brian, an esteemed guest.
Oh boy.
2 years. Oh my God.
Yeah.
2 years ago, the police raided my mother's home and carted away her partner of 15 plus years. To our great shock and horror, it was on... Oh, Brian.
That's what I mean. I don't know if...
It well, we'll read the whole question okay. and we'll decide. But this is really quite
It was very
rough.
Specific. Okay.
This isn't going to lift people's spirits, Brian.
I got to hear it.
To our great shock and horror, it was on charges of possession and distribution of child pornography.
I don't... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so
it's, I know, right it's now. Shocking.
After Who's the person?
Of, this is her partner? Mother's
the,
partner.
The surrogate stepfather.
Yeah. Or mother, they didn't say.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think we know it's a man.
But I think we know it's a man.
After a couple of months of estrangement, my mother took him back in. Him.
No. Okay.
In her mid-70s.
Oh, so it is a him. There we go.
Yeah. She felt that she could not live without him and adopted a willful denial about his crime and its victims. Oh my God, this is an awful letter. Quote, they're just pictures. This caused significant upheaval in our family, particularly because she was the primary caregiver for my, oh my God, for my young nephew at the time. My sister put her toddler in daycare and we settled into a more distant relationship. Okay. My stepfather went to prison just over a year ago. In his absence, the overarching discord lay dormant. He's up for parole this summer, and I've been preparing for some kind of resolution after serving his sentence, as difficult as that might be for me. Fast forward to the COVID outbreak. My mother is in a frenzy about the vulnerability of the prison population and has been writing to the governor, ACLU, etc. to have him released early. Oy, oy, oy. While I certainly sympathize with her concerns for his welfare, she maintains that he is, quote, caught in the criminal justice system and argues, oh my goodness, and argues that Megan's law is unconstitutional. Okay. I would never want him to come to any harm, but conversations about her efforts invariably underscore her self-deception about his actions and their consequences. Can I ever get her to see another side to this? How can I support her through this scary time? She is currently in isolation in a neighboring state without co-signing on her delusions. Any advice you could offer would be greatly appreciated. Looking forward to Ron's sage advice, sage wisdom, and Brian's dramatic suggestions for getting her attention. Yours, Kimberly Chapman, nom de plume.
You put a sign outside her door that says, I'm married to a child, whatever. What would you call that?
A pedophile.
A pedophile. I'm married to a pedophile. And he's coming out of prison, and I can't wait to welcome him home. Put that sign outside the door. Humiliate
I mean,
her.
I think
it's unbelievable to me.
Well, that's one. That is the most heinous thing. I'm so disturbed by that, and I understand on some level the idea that if you're with someone, you know, that's your partner for a long time. To me, that's a complete deal breaker. If anyone I knew was doing that, I really would not be able to tolerate them in any way.
I don't know what I don't know what I would do if this... Look, I have had periods of time where I did not speak to my parents for things much lighter than this.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know how you... I mean, it's also... You're right. The COVID thing actually complicates it even more, and only in the way that because your mother is isolated. And yes, that is sad.
Right. That is the issue.
That is sad. Because otherwise, what I would say to do is, she's clearly lonely, so make her unlonely. Get her involved, you know, somehow get her involved in a community activity, or have her, set her up on a date, or, you know, just do something to occupy her time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't seem like your common sense words of like, do you understand what he did? Do you understand why he can't? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't sound like that's getting through.
Right.
But I don't know how you could get her involved in anything right now and make her life less lonely during this outbreak.
This man.
Yeah.
Is a danger to society.
Completely.
And he is a danger to her family.
Yep.
She's saying she has a young nephew, a.k.a. a grandson. This woman has a grandson.
Correct.
This woman who's had this partner for 15 years.
Yeah.
For and all that's disgusting.
For all we know, he has put hands on that child or another child. We don't know. We don't know the limits of his pathology. But we know for sure that he has fantasized about children, mm-hmm. has traded in child pornography, mm-hmm. and that he is a damaged member of our society, and he is a pariah.
Yeah.
Your mother is an enabler, and she is complicit in this. So this really isn't about her relationship with him. It's about her relationship with everyone else in the family. As long as she continues this relationship with this guy, she is putting her grandchildren in danger.
It's almost like you have to create a bottom for her. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that means the entire family just steps out of this.
Well, the problem at the moment is COVID.
Right.
The other problem is that she's writing to everybody saying he should be released. I would love to know. By the way, you know what? It's not going to be a popular solution. But there's nothing to stop you and every other member of your family writing a letter to that same organization and saying, I understand that so-and-so's case is up for review. We as a family send a packet of letters together, or a letter that you all sign. We as a family would like to say that we feel that this person's sentence was appropriate, and we would like to see him serve out his sentence. And we absolutely don't agree.
And also,
with what's
you could
going
even
on
say
him.
Her grandson is in and out of that house. He's a toddler.
No. Like, well, this guy's going to have to register. That's not going to be allowed anymore. He'll have to register as a sex offender.
That's true.
But the problem, it doesn't matter what's allowed and what isn't allowed. This mother is not interested in boundaries. She's not interested in the law. She's in complete denial. The real issue here is that, if this was not COVID, I would say your relationship with your mother is over. I'm sorry to tell you this.
Yeah.
But until she can, until everybody pulls away from her and she sees the gravity of this situation, there shouldn't be a grandchild be allowed within 10 feet of her. Truly. Yeah. She is a danger to these children, and she is a danger to society by enabling him. However, she's your mother. You love her. You're worried about the fact that she's in isolation and alone, which probably should be doubly worried, because obviously she's so worried about her own loneliness that this is that she has decided to live in a state of denial when it comes to this man. That is all about her loneliness. That is about not wanting to die alone. That is about the fact that maybe they own a house together, all their finances are wrapped up together, et cetera, et cetera. These are people, everybody makes bargains big and small in a relationship. There are people who have husbands that cheat on them or this or that, and they just make a decision, what can I handle, what can I not handle? And she has made the decision that this is fine. This is not that it's fine with her, but that she's going to cope with this in order to keep the relationship going. That is how important her fear of loneliness is. But let's find out how important her fear of estrangement from her family is. Truly. I think your best course of action at this moment, of course, you're worried about your mother. You want to keep talking to her. You want to keep checking in with her, blah, blah, blah. But I think your family should get together if everyone's on the same page here, or even if it's just you.
And almost like an intervention.
And you should, not only an intervention, you should send a letter to all of the authorities. You should say everything that you feel in that letter, that you're worried about, your fears, that the children are in and out of the house, whatever. I mean, you don't want to get your mother arrested, so be careful about the language that you use. But, and you should send that, and you should send a copy to her, CC her, and say, this is how we feel.
Great idea.
And it doesn't mean we love you any less or that we want to be less of a part of your life. But if you don't respect this and you don't understand this and you can't see the severity of this, we're all going to be pulling back. But I think you can hold the pullback. I think you can walk a line with that, which is you don't have to cut her off completely at this moment.
But I
you're
think
worried
if they
it.
Really but, say what's from their gut about this, as you mentioned in the letter,
and it goes on record. It should go on record with, because guess what? If he does this again, if he does get out and this happens again, they're going to need to sentence him again. And it will be on record that you were worried about this, that he was doing this, that, and the other, and she was enabling him, et cetera, et cetera. And he will get twice as harsh of a sentence the next time.
Yeah, this is not something to accept
something
or
to
go easy on
with
your mother.
No.
Yeah, it really
is. But I do agree, you're worried about her mental health. You're worried about her loneliness, et cetera, during COVID. Doesn't mean that you can't still, you need to check on her and send her a casserole or whatever it is that you're doing. But this is really very serious.
But
and your family needs to, and you, I think, will feel so much better if you feel your voice is heard in this.
And certainly the longer he's in prison, the better. So write the letter anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Dear Ronna, Brian, and Lauren.
Okay.
It says esteemed guest, but I'm saying Lauren.
Thanks.
Because you are. Let me begin by saying thank you for the months of wit and wisdom. You're both a blessing each week. And if I may, the Carriage House is absolutely stunning. It's an honor to contribute via Patreon. That aside, of course, I write today for some advice. I'm a recently out man in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And I found myself in a predicament I'm hoping you all can shed some light on. There are a slew of factors here, but I'll do my best just to give the crucial bits. I met a guy online a little over a year ago, and because he was on a break with his boyfriend at the time, he decided it was probably best that we exclusively contact each other through Snapchat until things settle. My city has a brutally, well, but they were broken up.
He was on a break. Because he was on a break with his boyfriend, he said, let's just masturbate on Snapchat. Is that right?
I guess that, like, because we're on a break, we shouldn't talk on the phone?
But they're not on a break. He was on a break with his boyfriend.
Exactly. So then why does it have to be secret?
Keep going.
Okay. My city has a brutally small gay community. Gossip travels quick and is all too often toxic. So this seemed like a good way to avoid that. Oh, I see. Okay. Looking back, I can see how this should have been a red flag.
It still doesn't make any sense.
It still doesn't.
Because he's saying, well, he wanted to get back together with his ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, we were both up
That's
front
the
at the beginning
explanation.
That this should be a friends with benefits situation.
Okay.
Now, over a year has passed and we still meet up from time to time. Sometimes he initiates it. Sometimes I do.
What? Wait, I'm confused again. Why were they on Snapchat if they're also meeting up in person?
Well,
what was he not allowed to do that he could only do on Snapchat?
While the boyfriend was on a break, they weren't allowed to call each other, only see each other.
Oh, he doesn't want his
a
text.
Trail.
He doesn't want text messages or
no paper trail.
Okay.
And Snap disappears.
Exactly. Now over years
past. Wow, isn't he? I mean, this is.
They've got their bases covered.
This is a deceptive character.
No kidding. For someone who's allegedly broken up with their boyfriend.
And by the way, you're not the only one he's sleeping with, is what we're about to find out.
Sometimes he initiated, sometimes I do. I do think we have a great connection, especially physically. Sorry, Ronna.
Sure, this is an illicit, tawdry affair. This is what pot smoking on couch potato was hoping for.
But he has decided to live with his boyfriend, so I am now the mistress, which I truly hate. For what it's worth, and to his benefit, when he moved in with his boyfriend, we called it off for a while, but ultimately ended up back at it a few months later because the relationship, according to him, doesn't fulfill his physical needs.
Sure.
So the relationship with the guy he lives with.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, this leaves me with a mess of questions I'm hoping you can help with. I know Ronna hates more than one, which I totally respect, so maybe you can pick your favorite or banter on a few. Okay. Well, number one, should I just be content being the backup because I value the connection we have, or is it overall bad for me since I already know I want more than that? See, you haven't said you want more than that until this section.
Yeah. Well, it is pretty clear, but yeah.
Is this type of open relationship common in the gay community, Brian? Yes, it is. Not this type. An open relationship means you're open and honest.
Yeah, everyone is aware.
Someone here doesn't know.
Yeah.
Number three, how guilty should I feel in all of this? I know his boyfriend and he seems like a really nice guy. Is it a 50-50 thing or am I more to blame? He's to blame and then you're to blame and then the partner's to blame, which he's not to blame at all. Number four, I don't dare ask if either of you has ever been a mistress, but I can only imagine there are some stories there. Can't thank you enough. All the best.
You want to hear our mistress stories? Pardon me, we didn't write in for advice.
That's right.
Some things are personal.
Truly. Ronna, have you been?
Brian, I told you, I wasn't hatched out of a dinosaur egg.
Ronna, you cheated on Bob?
Never. I never cheated on Bob.
Somewhat, you were the
mistress. Never, ever.
Were you like
ever.
A courtesan? Did they give you gifts?
Brian.
Yeah.
We're not talking about our stories.
You're right.
We're talking about this story.
Was he?
What do you want to know?
Was he landed gentry, this guy, Ronna, or did he ever give you jewels?
He was not American.
Yeah, I knew it. He was a prince or something. I knew it. Okay.
He never gave me jewelry.
Right.
But I don't really want jewelry as a gift. I want to pick up my own jewelry.
You're right.
You'd have to have pretty exquisite taste to pick up my jewelry.
You're right.
I think jewelry is one of the hardest gifts to pick out for someone.
How about before the 90s?
Don't buy me perfume either. Oh, what about that when Ed brought the Victoria's Secret perfume to Rosemary?
Ed
is
the worst.
There's no hotter story to watch than Ed and Rosemary.
It's the worst.
Because that one's really bad, but how about the guy who's going to Russia and
Yeah, who's gonna go to the war front now after he spent $300,000 on a catfish of his
own
making?
Yeah.
And then bought a, spent $100,000 talking to her and then bought her a cubic zirconia ring.
That was my favorite. Yeah.
And also, well, like,
best was the was reaction of the guy at the a pawn shop jewelry store in Las Vegas. He was fabulous.
He was like, I'm interested in cubic zirconia. It was like, wait, why don't you just say your budget's a little less? Like, I mean, there's other gemstones. It doesn't exactly. have to be.
It's
whatever.
Not because.
Also, talk to her for 6 months less.
But that is, he and Ed share that same pathology, which is they're bleeding their entire savings, et cetera, on something that they want. That's about them and their fantasy.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the other person, they're cheap.
Right.
It is all about indulging themselves. So the ring is something he's going to give her. But the ring, he thinks of it like credits in a Super Mario game or something. So he thinks, oh, well, I could spend 50 grand on a ring, or I could save those credits that I'm going to need for the fake relationship that I'm having he knows when he says he wants the cubic zirconia ring, he knows he is admitting to society. This is never, the fantasy will never become a reality.
Right.
She's not a real woman. Why would I spend real money on a ring?
Right. He knows.
But
he's so
also
right.
The level of denial he's willing to be complicit in is the drama of this fake trip to Ukraine. And he feels good about nothing drove me crazier than him being at the train station, not knowing the train number. Or where the train
not knowing
was
how
coming
to read
from.
A single letter. I'm like, you've been talking to her for years.
Of course he knew how to find the train number. He knew exactly which cafe to go to get Wi-Fi. He left the train station to go to his favorite Wi-Fi cafe. He knows how to solve a problem, a logistical problem. But the train was always a fantasy. So if he knew...
Anna Karenina.
If he knew the train number, and he knew what time she
reverse
was coming
Anna Karenina.
In, and he knew what dress she was wearing, and they agreed on, I'll meet you in the Sbarro's inside the train station or whatever. He knew it was a concrete way to set himself up for disappointment.
He
Do you understand what I'm saying? Whereas if he
leaves
the mystery to it, there's still room for confusion, and he can keep the ruse going in his mind.
No, you're 100% right, because anytime I've actually met people in other countries, met up with friends, and before we had a cell phone and couldn't communicate.
I've met people in this country, Lauren.
Right, and you would
just
make
a
very distinct plan.
I've said, I'll meet you for a cup of coffee at the Dunkin' Donuts next to the train station at 11 a.m., and there I was, and there you were.
Right.
Excuse me.
No, you're right.
Let's get back to our question. I've got news for you. This is a short answer.
I agree. Number one, should I be content being the backup? Well, you said before, I'm the mistress, which I truly hate. Those were your words.
Yeah. You said that you're not content.
Yeah.
You wrote us a letter. You're not content. So if you want to be content, you're never going to be content. If you want to be the backup, that is entirely up to you.
But
you will never be happy in that
position.
You
want more than that, and you're not going to get it, because even when this guy was on an alleged quote-unquote breakup...
Didn't give you anything.
He didn't give you anything, even his phone number. And also...
That's crazy.
Yeah. And also, like I said before, open relationships, common in the gay community, sure. But they're open and honest, open doesn't mean I'm cheating on my boyfriend.
Right.
You know, open means everyone's on the same page.
People will still get hurt in the situation you're in. If the other person were to find out that this guy was talking to you, that would be very painful, because it's not an open relationship that they're in. There's not the honesty there.
Exactly.
And that's cheating, and that hurts.
And the third question is, should I feel guilty for this? I don't know that you should. I actually think, personally, I don't think it would feel good necessarily, but the person to blame here is the person who's doing the cheating.
Right.
That is the person that whose fault this is.
I don't agree.
Really?
I think it is. I think it's both people, but I think it falls more on that person to end it.
Fault for putting yourself in this situation.
Well, if you are unhappy, you can end it.
What you accept here, I don't think the cheater's doing, I don't think he's a nice guy and doing a nice thing. I don't know what his partner's doing and what their arrangement is. I don't know any of that. I know that this is a duplicitous guy. I know that you're not the only guy he's sleeping with that he's talking to on Snapchat.
And he's certainly not unhappy with his boyfriend, no matter what he's telling you.
He's pleased with this situation. He's having his cake and eating it too. But the only person you should feel guilty about in this situation, and I don't think it's truly, I mean, we're joking about our past and this and that. It never feels good to be the other woman or the other man or the other whatever. Maybe the thrill of it, or not the thrill of that, but the thrill of the relationship or the connection or the this or the that can last for a certain amount of time. No one is perfect. People make mistakes, and morality lives in the margins quite often. And okay, we're not going to just condemn you and tell you you're a terrible person. What you should feel guilty about is that you know you're doing something that you don't like and that you're hurting yourself through this process. I don't think we need, well, the reason I say it's not the guy who's cheating's fault is because this really isn't about how he's living his life.
Not to
it's
mention
about
he
how
told
you're
you,
living
he,
your
he
life.
Told you expressly.
He's not some honest, nice guy, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, he's only honest with, he has been honest with you in that I want a physical relationship with you. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, and it can't happen now.
Yeah.
And also he's told you 14 different ways that you don't hold a place of prominence.
That's another
in his
thing,
life. Rana. He's a sneaky character.
We got this letter today.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
Yeah. It was either today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with the virus, you shouldn't be having a physical relationship anyway. It's a perfect time to break it off as the mistress person or whatever it's called.
And also,
because
you know, people
you
are drawing parallels.
Can't.
And also, people are drawing parallels to HIV. You know, because that's the last time we dealt with a pandemic of this type in this country. But that's no joke in terms of, it may not be a sexually transmitted disease, but it can certainly be transmitted in that kind of close contact.
COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what you're doing when you're taking these risks, whether it's sitting on a couch and smoking pot and somebody sneezes on you, or whether you're having sex with the person.
And that sneezes in you.
You are spreading it to the community in your sphere. You are taking that chance.
Yeah.
And that kind of contact may seem like, oh, it's just the two of us. You don't know where that what that guy's up to. And I can tell you, just because he said he's on, this guy communicates you in a disappearing medium.
Yeah.
He writes you notes in disappearing ink so his wife can't read them. Okay? He's not an upfront, honest guy.
I forgot
he
about disappearing ink.
10 other people that he's sleeping with. And if it's not going to be you, it's going to be somebody else. And I'm sorry if this is the best sex of your life, but you're going to have to be a little bit monkish for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're going to have to say goodbye to Lauren.
We are, but we should do the giveaway first. So there, Lauren, to recap, there is the police raid, whatever, the daughter whose mother is...
The pedophile.
Yeah. There is the secret quarantine flirtation.
Quarantine flirtation.
There is the out gay Midwestern man who is a mistress.
The mistress.
And there is...
The neighbor, the mother who's Goldilocks, got Goldilocks by a neighbor's.
Yes, the mother
the daughter who got
Goldilocks.
The daughter whose mother got Goldilocks.
And it had her neighbor's son
sleeping. This bed's too big. This one's too big.
I feel like
but you don't
I'm
know
leaning
what,
towards...
You don't know what the
oh,
gift
what's the prize?
Is.
What's the prize? Okay, yeah. I do need to know what the prize is.
This week, we are giving away a Zingerman's gift box.
Wow. Are you familiar with Zingerman's?
It's an incredible deli / mail order service.
Out of Michigan or
in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It is one of my all time favorite places. And they do an incredible turkey. They do all kinds of Reubens, but we're giving away a turkey Reuben gift box where they send you bread, turkey, the dressing. They send you the brownie bites, and it has the cutest little instructions on how to make your own Reubens at home. And we're going to be doing that for the next couple of weeks.
I have gotten this before as a gift and also gifted it to people. It's amazing.
It's a showstopper. Yeah.
It sounds really good.
So we want to continue to support our businesses that we love, whether they're near us or they're far from us. Zingerman's obviously happens to be far, but Detroit is having a very hard time now, and we're thinking about people in Detroit and out in all of Michigan. And so that's what we're giving away. And also, we want to just make sure people are eating something delicious because because things are getting a little tight at the moment.
So is it the mother with the uninvited house guests or the daughter of the mother? I guess I should say the daughter of the mother of the uninvited house guests. Is it pedophile? Is it, I guess, the daughter of the mother who's married to the pedophile or with the pedophile?
Yeah.
Is it secret quarantine love? They haven't had sex and now she has to distance? Or is it the out man in the Midwest who is the mistress?
My instinct is to give it to the person who's dealing with the whole pedophile situation because they don't approve of that. That's not on them at all. And they are in a bad time right now. So they could really use the uplifting gift box and that would probably be really fun for them.
Couldn't agree more.
And you're going to probably have to eat your feelings once or twice in the next couple months over this. Lauren, where can people find you on socials, and what kind of content are you providing during the pandemic?
I'm providing a bunch of content right now. You can find me at Lauren Lapkus.
I saw you on New and Noteworthy in Apple. I was so proud of you.
Oh, that's nice. I'm on at Lauren Lapkus at Twitter, on Twitter and Instagram, and you can follow my Patreon, patreon.com/LaurenLapkus, where I'm doing improv episodes, conversations with people. I'm now doing watch-alongs with movies. I did The Last Jedi and Hook, and I just have a new one that's coming out soon, and you can sync it up with the movie. It feels like you have annoying company over, and me and my husband will talk over the movie. It's really fun. And then you can listen to Newcomers, which is my podcast with Nicole Byer, where we watch Star Wars for the first time ever. And it's really fun. And we have on people who care about Star Wars to kind of tell us about it. And it's a great time. So we've had on John Gabris, the Doughboys, Nick Weiger and Mike Mitchell. Great. We've had on...
Gemberling, I saw, was on there, I think.
Gemberling was on there.
Oh, I love him.
Andy Daly. Oh, we've had a lot of people. That's great. Yeah.
All right.
All right, dear. Lauren, you're the best. Stay safe. Take care of yourself. Keep us updated. And thank you for sharing your wonderful generosity and advice. This was an absolute pleasure.
Love you guys.
We love you.
Kiss, kiss. Brian, we've got to wrap this up.
I know.
She was fabulous. Okay, listen. What's our orders of business here? We're still doing this podcast. It gets an hour longer every week. That's in the free feed.
Because what else are we doing?
And your behavior gets worse every week. So it's free feed behavior nonstop. Over here.
You can't face the truth.
You haven't had enough? Join us in the Patreon Carriage House.
That's where it's really, I'll tell you, we're watching movies together. We're reading books together. I mean, not together.
If you're looking for an escape, it's happening in the Patreon Carriage House.
Can we tell them what the movies are?
Please do.
We're doing a trip to Spain with Sexy Beast, Bad Education by Pedro Almodóvar. And then we're coming right back to America
with
in the 1991
movie.
Sally Field, Kevin Klein, Kathy Moriarty, Whoopi Goldberg, Kathy Najimy, Carrie Fisher classic Soap Dish, and Terry Hatcher.
And Terry Hatcher's in there too.
It was a real Motley Crue in that movie.
I can't wait.
Robert Downey Jr. too.
That's just a fun one. We're just throwing that in for fun in case you need a little extra escape.
Correct.
In a book this month is Heartburn by Nora Ephron. I know people have seen the movie. You've got to go to the source material.
Nora Ephron, no one can beat her.
Talk about an icon.
No kidding.
We should have put her on the shirt. Nora.
You're right.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Well, these shirts might be limited edition. We might start switching
it up. Swapping
in icons. That's but you right. and I will always remain constant.
God, Ron, I love that.
And so our shirts are available at podswag.com.
Patreon.com/AskRana.
Podswag.com/AskRana.
Correct.
And they're so cute, and they come in three different colorways, which I love. I love those Helvetica shirts. And our book is Heartburn. And if you want, Meryl Streep is reading the audiobook, and it's pretty fabulous.
Are we doing an Instagram Live tomorrow?
Okay.
Okay.
Join us tomorrow. 12. I had you talk me into it. Join us tomorrow, 12:30 Pacific.
Correct.
3:30 Eastern.
I was screaming, I think. I was.
Where we'll do another Instagram Live.
Yep.
And it'll be on the Ask Rana feed and on the Brian's hat.
Or on the one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever you want. Okay. Get guys, buckle down.
Hang in there. It's going to be a tough couple weeks. And as we were saying, there's a lot of bad news coming, but we have to find our silver linings. And we hope you're finding this a silver lining, because I have to say, you're definitely our salvation at the moment. We're loving keeping Absolutely. Doing the show. And we love spending the time with you. But it is even a little more intimate in the Patreon Carriage House.
Just a little more intimate.
And $1 from every membership goes to Meals on Wheels America until April 20th. So really, it's basically free. Yeah. Okay. So Patreon.com/Ask. Okay. Yeah. Kiss, kiss. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends.
Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.